All right. I just want to run through Hilchos Purim. It probably won't take that long. Start off with the Tanis. So, in the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says that this Tanis is very mekel. So, if anyone has some sort of headache, whatever it is, obviously ask Rav Ami, ask someone. But going into the fast, just something to know that it's a very lenient fast. Tanis Esther. Especially in the year where it's Nidcha. Here it's not. But in general, anyways, it doesn't matter. We're pretty lenient. It's better to fast as much as you can. But just be aware of the fact that it's not worth throwing off your whole Purim for Tanis Esther. It's going to knock you out, especially going into Purim night. Right? Oh, here we don't even roll right into it. But in Chutzlar, it's the big thing. You roll right into Purim. So it's something to just be aware of. Megillah. So we know the famous Gemara Megillah. We're about to talk a Torah from Megillah. What does that mean? It's a famous question. I guess we'll just give some time. We'll say some stuff. So, Rav Shulman always asks, what does it mean when Ravatol Talmud Torah? The Gemara says Ravatol Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah, to read the Megillah. But Mikra Megillah is in Tanakh. So like a classic question to ask is, what's going on here? Why is that being Mavatol Talmud Torah? Why is that Bittol Torah? So Rav Shulman says that the whole chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to be involved. It's to be Isaac in Torah. And when you're sitting in yeshiva, you're Isaac in Torah. You're mamish, you're throat deep. You're all in. When you go in here, Mikra Megillah, there's a form of Bittul Talmud Torah in there, even though, yeah, you're listening to the Tanakh. You're being Yotze, your Chiv of Talmud Torah in some way. There's a form of Bittul that goes on because you're not Isaac, you're not involved. Tell me just a sec. So everyone's Chayiv in Mikra Megillah. Again, we're just running through. So just something that, I don't know, probably no one here has a Kasher Megillah to read along with. But the best thing to do is to read along with a Kasher Megillah. When you get home, it's more negay. You can pick up one, you can get one, ask your parents, something like that. To read along, this way you're Yotze, as you're reading it, in case you miss something, and it doesn't go back, or if someone isn't leaning correctly, whatever. What comes out from that is that you have to hear every single word. That we all know. You don't need to understand. So don't worry about like an interlinear translation. Don't worry about reading along with the English. You don't need to translate. Just make sure you're Yotze, your Chiyuv. Read along every single word. Yeah, you have a question?
You need a Kasher Megillah just in case you miss a word, right?
In case you miss a word. Some people like to read along their Yotze themselves. But in the end of the day, no. Your Yotze looks like... Your Yotze l'chachila when someone else reads it. Make sure you get every word, yeah.
That ends up being Osei Torah.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting in a Kodeshir or a Dabishir, that means you're not really getting that.
So there's the question in general is like shiur. People ask, is it better to learn the Gemara or to hear a shiur in the Gemara? Didn't they Rebbeim have a much more intense knowledge of the Torah than we do, and a greater bekiyas in Talmud Torah? So learning from Rebbeim allows us to get more. But there is a form of no, I shouldn't listen to a shiur. I shouldn't be brainwashed to like the way the sugya looks. I shouldn't listen to excuse me, a 10-minute halacha, even though, yes, 10-minute halacha is the most amazing thing in the world. When you listen to a 10-minute halacha and it gives you everything, when you have the opportunity to learn it, that's obviously a much greater form of Talmud Torah. But it's like the classic question, is it always better to just sit and learn or to listen to shiurim? And you have to balance it. You shouldn't be someone who only listens to shiurim. And because there are rebbeim out there, you shouldn't be someone who just sits and learns by himself. Okay, so that's a big one. You don't need to understand, so just make sure you hear every single word. To hear it, reading along helps you listen to it, lets you make sure you got every word. But Laner here is very good. We know you don't repeat for Al Nisim in any sort of situation, whether it's a Suda and you forgot Al Nisim, or whether it's Mariv, Mincha, Shakers, all the different fields. The Yeshiva speaks about, but let's just run through it. Mataros Levionim, right? There, if you look in all the Rishonim, if you look in all the Acharonim, you look in what Rabina says. So the Iker is Matanos Levionim, it's Staka. Right? The basic shear is that it needs to be the amount for a meal. Whether that's money, Bizman is that we do money. It has to be the amount for a meal for two different aniyim. To give one meal to two different aniyim. So what that shear is in money is a Machlegis. I heard today that the Rosh Hashiva of Torah Shraga says 20 shekel each, so 40 shekel total. But at the end of the day, it speaks out that you shouldn't, again, here it's not so nageya, but when you get home, you should be marbe matanos levionim way more than mishloach manos and the suda and different things. Tzedaka. Right, the halacha is called poishe yod nosim lo. Anyone who sticks out their hand, right? That's why there's an inyan to go ahead and like go to the bank and exchange like 100 shekels or 50 shekels and get little 1 shekel coins. For that. Therefore, anyone who sticks out their hands and asks for tzedaka, generally during the year, you're allowed to say, this person, maybe he's not using the money for the right reason, whether that's good or bad, I'm not going to say now. But you're entitled to do such a thing, to don if this is a good place to give your tzedaka. But on Purim, the whole inyan of Purim, and there's a lot of inyanim in Purim, is giving. So it's kedai. This is something that not everyone thinks about, especially in yeshiva. Go take a 20 shekel bill, take a 50 shekel bill, go get some coins. This way, when you walk around the rova where there will be a lot of aniyim, anyone who sticks up their hand, you can give. You can be yotzi 1 shekel. Yeah. Sorry? So that might be different if you pass a person around you gave. But on Purim, I would tell you, should still be machmir, give the person 1 shekel, so you give 2 shekel. You give 5 shekel, you walk by him 5 times and he stuck out his hand. Give a dollar. The Indian is, go make sure you get something that you're able to give. So again, at least 20 shekel, it should be more. It should be distributed on the day of, which they take care of here in yeshiva. It can't be distributed before. You can't give it to the Adi now, have kavanah.
If you're in Yerushalayim, do it on Shushan.
Yeah, it has to be Tesvav. You're not Yotzi on Yadalit if you're in Yerushalayim.
Rami sent out a message saying that he's distributing on
That's Yadalit. For Yadalit, for guys in America. He's Dafka distributing for people in America on Yadalit, even though it's not Purim for him. I even went over, Rav Amin asked, do you have a Zelle account that I can send to
Tesvav.
For Tesvav? He said no. And he doesn't want to put the money together. So someone probably is collecting, I'm assuming. There's a guy by that's collecting. Someone's collecting. Whatever. Dafka has to be distributed on Tesvav or Yadal, depending on where you're going to be for Purim.
You can give the money beforehand.
You can give the money beforehand, but in general, when people are collecting, they know that you're their shaliach, you're their messenger.
You're going out on Tuesday.
Yeah, so that question just popped in my head. Mustama, you're not celebrating Purim. You're not going to hear. You're not going to hear Megillah. Yeah, you're not. It's not Purim. That's the Gemara's in Megillah. You go back and forth. No, you're not. It's like it's fun, but you're not Yotzi or Suda. You're not doing anything that has anything to do with Purim. So no, you don't. Maybe there, Kol Poshiyad, if you find yourself outside the city on Yadalah, there is an Indian. Don't quote me. Maybe there's an Indian to give stock on that day, but not nearly the same way that it is when it's actually a Purim. Goyim is Machlekes. Just in Israel, I would assume. The Shulchan Aruch writes that Goyim, when there's a minhag not to give to Goyim throughout the year, which generally we find in Israel, because in Arabs, you don't have to give an Arab on Purim just because they stick out their hand. You don't have to give a Goy. So that's just something to think about. What?
I wonder if they know that if they should stick out their hands on Purim.
No, in America it's different. In America you might be chayiv, because in general people give to Goyim in America, so therefore on Purim, when they stick out their hand, you have to give. Let's go to the Suda. Here we go, Mishloach Manos. Right, so that it should be Yotze. It's not the most important thing. You should be Makbid to do it, obviously. But it's 2 edible things, and that's what you get into. It's tea, all the different halachic shaylos. Tea, raw meat, different things that you have to do something to. Instant coffee. It should be something that's ready to eat, not money. 2 different things. Whether it's achila and shtia, something that's edible, something that's drinkable, to 1 person, and the yoros yirchi. So all these things need to be done during the day, not the night, not even the night of Tesvav. They all have to be done during the day. Megillah obviously is twice. Yisroel Chmanos has to be distributed during the day, and Matanos Avonim needs to be yotzi during the day. I saw Mishnah Berurah does quote by Yisroel Chmanos, it should be man to man and woman to woman. Women are chayiv, so don't go giving to mimbo or anything like that. Then the suda. So that's when you get into drinking, which I'm going to stay away from as much as I can. I will tell you that this is what we can do. Suda has to be during the day. There's need to have some sort of suda at night. So the yeshiva really doesn't do much at night other than the masibo. So just something to be aware of. There is an Indian to wash maybe and to have a little bit of like simcha at night. Lav dafka drinking. Shiva says also to drink at night. Not speaking about that, but in general there is an Indian of suda at night, so if you want to pick up a burger, something like that, there is something that you're mekayim. Then you get into all the different opinions on how much to drink, right? There's the famous ramah that you should just drink a cup and go to sleep. Everyone ignores that ramah. Then there's Shulchan Aruch, how much you have to drink. Anyways, I'm not going to drink to the positivity of... I'm not going to speak to the positivity of drinking. But just a little bit on Purim, we'll speak about Drush. Number one, there is a concept that the Gemara says there's three times where you learn about a person's real pneumius, what's really inside. There's when a person's angry, when they get angry, you see where they are, whatever they're angry for. When a person's dealing with money matters. And the third, right, people are dealing with parnas and things like that, you see where, do they crack, what the real cheshbon is, do they have real bitachon and munah. And then you have nichnas yad yad tisar. A person drinks, you see where a person's really holding. That's why, I mean, Purim, definitely in yeshiva, where guys have been through a long year of growth and finding out about themselves. Rabino always says this, whether he speaks out against drinking or not. When the guys do drink, you see where people are holding. People are crying. Whether that's normal or not, doesn't matter. People start crying about their relationship with God. People start crying about where they've gone this year, what they've done with their lives in a positive way. They cry about their relationships with their family, with their parents. They call up their parents. They thank their friends for things they've never been able to thank anyone for, because honestly, people just aren't good at that. And you see where a person's holding, what they've done with themselves. Is it really just an external thing that avodas Hashem? Or is it something that really gets to Teichel Kibor, gets really deep inside? It goes nichnas yayin yotzei sod, everything comes out. So there, you definitely know I'm going to argue. Whether it's good to drink or not, whatever, it's really not a lot. But I'm not encouraging anything, and I'm not taking any liability for anything. Okay? But there is an inyan of it. You find out, and it's important to be aware, if you drink and you end up in the wrong place, throwing up is one thing. But if you end up upon someone that you were in high school, you're using language that you haven't used when you weren't drinking, start thinking about certain things. Again, you shouldn't be that drunk that you're not aware of these things. To be drunk enough, if someone is getting drunk, to still be aware of oneself. And if you see that you're not holding in a good place, someone sees that they're not in a good place, Purim is the opportunity to realize that's where I'm holding, and do I want to be holding there? Do I want to be someone who's firm on the outside, who's not really holding somewhere internally? Purim's opportunity to see that. Purim's opportunity to learn about oneself in a way that you can't when you're sober. And if you see you're holding in a good place, yeah, pat yourself on your shoulder. But everyone has things to work out. Everyone has things to learn about themselves. Purim is a very, very internal holiday. It's to oneself. That's why there's all these kapedas on Matanos Avion and Mishloach Manos. Because Purim in itself, you have to learn about yourself. You have to be one. You have to figure out where you're holding. That's on drinking. In general Purim, I know they say like Purim is Yom Kippur. Right? The juxtaposition between Purim and Yom Kippur is that Yom Kippur is the one day of the year where we go ahead and we become malachim. We like separate ourselves from everything physically. We don't do anything that's physical. We're very spiritual. That's why we don't have the five inuyim, eating, drinking, all different things. We're malachim. And that's fine. That's for Yom Kippur. That's something we do on Yom Kippur. Purim represents the whole year. Purim represents, we go ahead and we take the kashmis, such as drinking, something that's frowned upon by many people during the year, especially if you don't do it in a kadosh way. You go ahead and you take something that, let's say the goyim, used in such a gross, disgusting way, we take it and we're makadosh it. We do it in the most spiritual way. We take it and we're able to learn about ourselves, about where we're holding in our ruchnis. Take the gashmis, we use it for ruchnis. And that's what Purim represents. And Mamela, that's why Purim is one of the holidays, one of the only holidays that's going to be around by Bayis Shlishi. Purim is never going anywhere. Why? Because that concept of being makadosh the gashmis, which we've spoken about before, of taking something that should be that's so low. At the we know, we see this all throughout the year, taking ayin for Kiddush, Dalet Kosos, like when we speak about next week. There's an inyan of this that we see throughout the year, but Purim represents that. Taking something that could be taken for so low, can be used for something so low, and lifting it, and using it for our ruchness. And that's what Purim's about. I don't know. Anyone could ask anything on Purim. I could either pause it, anyone wants to speak. There's a lot of inyanim on Purim. I'm not a Purim Yid, as they say. People live for the whole year. Purim, whatever. Counting down. I'm not, whatever. I love Purim. I'm not against it. There's, I'm in there to start with Purim. At the end of the day. Whatever. That's my personal experience. But the point is, if you're a person that's thinking about who they are throughout the year, legitimately, not because other people are going to view you in a certain way, you go ahead and you put wine in your body. Not an amount that you black out and things like that. You put the right amount in a kadosh way. You're doing it for the right reasons. You find out. I don't even know to what extent I wanted to be in Israel. But when that happened, my family, my wife, we knew. We knew where we wanted to be. We knew where we had to be. And that's not just moving to Eretz Yisrael. That's what kind of person you want to be. What do you want to do with your life? I know we speak a lot about, like, not, we shouldn't think so much about the future, and I'm big into that. But Purim's one day where you can figure out, like, at least where you're holding now. Are you someone that right now is contemplating, I want to learn for the next 10 years? I want to be in Koil. I want to be someone that's Marbitz Torah. I want to give a daf yomi share while working. I want to be in a certain line of work where I don't get home till 11 o'clock. I can't really have a family life. Is that something that, like, maybe a year ago I was thinking about? And maybe even up until Perm, I didn't really write off. But deep down, now Perm, what happens? Now I see, like that's something I would never want. These are things, you're still conscious. So these are things to think about on Perm. Without any sort of external thought, you don't even think about your parents and what they want from you. You're not thinking about what your social groups want from you. Nothing. That's what you want. You want to get all the walls down. You want to drink in a way that you can figure out what you want. What you're in the neshama, you, as the Rebbe says, you're in the neshama. That's what Purim's about. Don't ruin the day. Don't waste the day. Because drinking during the year doesn't do the same. It doesn't. So it's not like, oh, I can chop some wine on Friday night. It doesn't work. There's a kedusha of drinking on Purim. Don't waste the day. Be yoytzi zayin. By yoytzi means don't just drink the right amount. Ramah, this. That's why the whole machlek is Ramah. It doesn't, it's not shaykh lahalach. Why? Because you need to make sure you get what you're supposed to get out of Purim. Mitzvah Shem and Jalbi Zeichet to understand what that means and actually get out of Purim what we want out of life, how we're supposed to act, who we're supposed to be. Shkoyach.